Blog Talk Radio.
The True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise His righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise His righteous and powerful name.
Hallelujah.
Been hidden for hours.
to see, to know who we really are. So what you do with that verse, Adele? Now what you do with that verse 8 and 10? What would you do with it that you can read?
John 13:13.
Before you go to John 13, you can use that, but that's not number one. Now that could be number two. I tell you what, I go to third chapter and see, can you pick up that same story in St. John? Pick up, go to the third chapter and see who that addressed. Then when you bring that in, you can work with it. But bring the number one hit by going 3:1. St. John 3:1, Brother Mikhail. You said 13:13, but okay, good. But let's look at 3 and start reading and that verse 1 and see what happens.
Book of St. John, chapter 3, picking it up at verse 1.
Listen to this.
Verse 1, read. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of Yahweh's Jews.
Yes.
Verse 2.
What?
The same came to Yahweh's son by night.
Okay.
And said unto him, Master.
What do they call him?
Master.
You see that? So all one is called Master the Rabbi Azul. So that's the number one here. See, that are your number. Now, anything you bring on after that is greater. See, we don't know what yet. Just like the brother when they like all these camps. We know clearly they use Lord God and Jesus. We know that ain't it. But when that brother activates that YHWH, that made everybody get excited because he know when you put that name on the table. You know, see that name of death, boy. They know it's time. They better go up on the water. See, long as you hear, because remember, every other name the world gave them to, Lord, God, Jesus, Allah, and Buddha. They ain't worried about them names. We gave you them names. But when you start saying, well, look, I'll have my computer, and I put in YHWH, you see, now that brought the law and everything down on you. Because that name right there is the name that bring an end to their world. Once you understand the name of Yahweh, that name right there. And now you go into, for example, look what's said that we can read, Brother Micaiah. We go on to Acts chapter 4. Let me show you something about this name. See, as long as you hear the brothers calling other names, you know, that don't worry about that. But once you start... Mm-hmm. Once you start being a 247:48, Brother Titus, in the book of 2 Ezra, see, once you become a 247:48, a second book of Ezra, what does it say, Brother Titus?
Go to 2 Ezra the seer, chapter 2, verse 47 and 48.
Mm-hmm.
2 Ezra the seer, chapter 2, verse 47 and 48.
Mm-hmm.
So he answered and said unto me, it is the son of Yahweh, the Father, whom they have confessed in the world. Then did I greatly to command them that stood so stiffly for the name of Yahweh.
You see that? So when you stand stiffly in that name of Yahweh, that's when the angels in heaven, everybody get to moving around. Once they hear what was that name, they know now you own something. That's why you got to be stiffly in that name of your message. And see, so in Acts chapter 4, Brother Micaiah, stick around by verse number 15. And we'll read down to verse number 18. Listen to this right here. Acts chapter 4, verse 15, 18. Listen to this right here.
Welcome back.
Yeah,
boy. We're on chapter 4. We're going to pick it up at verse 15 down to verse 18.
See, the difference in this ministry, we have to be able to bring up the number one here. Everything after is great. Mm-hmm. See, when he activates that name that's going to take everybody down, they knew that, you know, you don't supposed to mention down there. I'm going to show you why. Come on, let's read something.
Look at that. We want verse 15 down to 18. Verse 15, read.
Listen.
But when they had commanded them to go, when they had commanded them to go aside out of the camp, they conferred among themselves. Verse 16, saying, what shall we do to these men?
Yeah, what shall we do to these men?
For that indeed a noble miracle has been done by them.
Now, a noble miracle has been done by them.
Is manifest.
Uh-huh.
To all them that dwell.
but let's not let this spread no further. Yeah.
Among the people.
Okay, why not? Why not? Hold that point. Why not? Back up, Brother Titus, in the 11th chapter, about 47. Why not? What's wrong? See, you can paint the picture a little bit in 440, you know, 1147. Let's see if you paint the picture a little bit. St. John 4, 47.
St. John 4, 47?
Yeah, what it say?
Go to John chapter 4. John chapter 4, verse 47.
What?
Read. John chapter 4, verse 47.
What?
When I heard that your father's son was come out of Judah unto Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down to heal his son, for he was at the point of death.
Right.
48?
Yeah.
Then said your father's son unto him, except you see signs of
water. Wait a minute. Is you in St. John 11:47? Where you at?
I was in John 4.
Thank you, Elder. You called him Red Hand, Elder.
John chapter 11, verse 47. Then gathered the chief priest.
Yeah.
And the Pharisees.
Yeah.
And counsel and said,
what?
What do we? For this man doeth many miracles.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Verse 48. See that chill, thus alone.
Uh-huh.
No man would believe on him.
Yeah, so if we let them alone, we thought, yeah. Go ahead.
And the Romans.
And the who?
And the Romans.
What?
Shall come and take away both our...
So they weren't even worried. They weren't worried about based upon the fact that they was worried about losing their position. Because,
yeah.
See, that name also separates some things. That name, Yahweh, he didn't let you bump around that name. See, that name was there, activates some things. They knew. They wasn't worried about real strength and get on you because, no. They know if you learn the people that name, they in trouble. They Lord God, Jesus, and Allah, the Jew, the Gentile, and the Hebrew don't stand up. See, all that propaganda don't stand up once you understand this book. You know how to get in and take care of anything they own and ask them some questions. Come on back,
coming back to the book of Acts.
Listen to this.
We're going to chapter 4. We're going to pick you back up at verse number 17.
No, what you go 17, just wait.
Oh, well, I'll pick it up back up at 16.
No, pick it where you left off at. My book in on you.
Verse 17.
Yeah.
But that it spread no farther among the people.
Mm-hmm, we heard that.
Let us straightly threaten them. That they speak henceforth to no man in this name.
You see that? So that's, see, they don't worry about you. I keep telling these other cats, they don't worry about you. They gave you Lord God and Jesus, Allah and Buddha in your heart. And with the words they got?
A higher.
They gave you all that. They gave you all that. They ain't worried about all that. They don't want you to use this full letter name. Go ahead.
Verse 18.
What?
And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all nor teach in the name of Yahweh the Son.
You see that? So they don't worry about it. These tell these captives, they're not worried about it. As long as you don't mess around and bring the game changer on them. The game changer is the name YHWH. Now go to the fifth chapter. Micaiah. And we're going to see what's going on around by verse number 24. Where all this stuff going on at? Verse 24.
Going over to the book of Acts, we're going to pick it up at chapter 5, and we want to read verse number 24.
We're going to take it down to verse 28.
We're going to end at verse 28. The book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 24 down to verse 28. 24 reads. Now, when the high priest and the captain of the temple and the chief priests heard these things,
mm-hmm,
they doubted of them whereunto this would grow.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 25. Then came one and told them, saying, behold, the men whom you put in prison are standing in the temple,
mm-hmm,
and teaching the people.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 26. Then went the captain with the oath and brought them without violence. have filled Yahshua Judah with your teaching and intend to bring this man's blood upon us.
See, they don't care about you teaching his Lord God and Jesus. Because they know they gave you the man. But when you start activating some YHWH, see, that's the game changer right there. But this is what the young man spoke and said in verse 29.
The book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 29, reads, 29. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said,
what did he say?
We are to obey Yahweh rather than men.
See, we got to obey Yahweh rather than man. We know even one name for salvation. So that's what he said was Acts 4:12. Brother Micaiah. See, this is what he said in Acts 4:12. And what's the precept to where he pulled that from? 4:12. Come on, Brother Micaiah.
The book of Acts, chapter 4, verse number 12. Verse 12 reads, neither is there salvation in any other.
So it's no salvation in any other.
For there is none other name.
There is none other what?
Other name.
Name.
Under heaven.
Given among men.
Whereby we must be saved.
So do we understand it ain't but one man going to get you salvation? Young lion.
Hallelujah.
It ain't but one name. But when you stand simply in that one name, that's the only name to get you salvation.
Hallelujah.
Did y'all got that?
Hallelujah.
Now, was Peter speaking from emotion? Where did he pull that verse from, young lion? Where did he pull that verse from?
Yeah.
rising early and sending them. But you have not listened.
Is he saying? He said, you've done it far, but you won't listen.
Nor inclined your ear to hear. They said, turn ye again now everyone from his evil way and from the evil of your doing, and dwell in the land that Yahweh has given unto you and to your father forever and ever. Verse 6. And go not after false Yahweh or idols to serve them and to worship them, and provoke me not to anger with the work of your hands.
So when you do things contrary to Yahweh, what did Yahweh just say you do? He's
going to get mad. He's going
to
be angry.
No, according to that verse, he's going to do what?
And provoke me not to anger with the work of your hands.
Uh-huh. So what would he do that we can read behind that? That we can read. Now, hold that point right there. Let's find out, Mother D.F. Israel, what would he do when you provoke him to anger by the works of your own hands? What would he do that we can read? Let's go to the 24th chapter of the book of Hosea, Joshua. Let's see what he'll do once you provoke him to anger by the works of your hands. What he got written that he'll do, and Hosea reported on this thing right here. He may report about it and put them phones on silent. And that right there, Brother Titus.
Yes, sir.
Well, that was your statement to make. So now, we go on to the 24th chapter, and we're going to pick up at verse number 19. Now, listen to what he got written, 24th verse. Now, read it down a little bit. Now we go on to Joshua 24, verse 19. Now let's make this conversation with him.
Joshua chapter 24, verse 19.
Yeah, keep reading down until we get our point.
Joshua chapter 24, verse 19. And Joshua said unto the people.
He said to the people.
You cannot serve Yahweh, for he is a righteous Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
He is a jealous Yahweh.
Yeah.
He will not forgive your sin.
Yeah.
Nor your sin.
Verse 20. Verse
20. If you forsake Yahweh.
So if you forsake Yahweh.
And serve strange Yahweh.
Yeah.
Then he'll turn and do you hurt.
Go ahead.
And consume you after that he has done you good.
You see the man do? So now, when you're doing good, that means you keep the Torah. But when you slack and back away from the thing, Yahweh turn right around that same breath, he'll double whooping on you. See, you can't grab this thing, then cameo this thing. We read earlier that you got to be, when you're in the word of Yahweh, the captain, you have to be a 1 Corinthians 16:15. This is guy, when you dealing with this man's word, you have to be where it be observed by those of anointed to watch you. They watch you from the strength of 1 Corinthians 16:15. This is what it says.
1 Corinthians 16:15. 1 Corinthians 16:15.
Listen
good. Verse 15. I beg you know the family of Stephanus that it is the first fruit of Achaia, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the 12 tribes of Israel.
Women, they have done what?
They have addicted themselves to the ministry of the 12 tribes of Israel.
He ain't digging them up to our tribes of Israel, but that time they split. So how you can put 12 tribes of Israel, you get jumped like that? There wasn't no 12 tribes of Israel at this time. They were broken into two parts. As a matter of fact, they were scattered. So you can't even use 10 tribes. Because they broke up, they scattered everywhere now. See, when you're reading this here, when you're painting the picture, they was addicted to them scattered Israelites. Remember the letter that was written in
Oh God,
you remember the letter that was written, Mother E, in James 1:1 and James and Peter 1:1. What was written? This is what they called them after this point. James 1:1 and Peter 1:1. So this is what they was called at this point of here. That's why we got to not only read, we got to be able to paint the picture where it's plain. We know what's going on. At this time, James and Peter are going to tell you exactly who they was writing to. Let's see what they put a, let's see what's going on. Yeah, I know it says 12 tribes, but 12 tribes is what?
Scattered.
So he writing to the tribe that is scattered. So they could be, they scattered. See, so these people are scattered. So he's trying to, so he's sending message to the tribes, the 12 tribes that are scattered. And what were the 12 tribes at? What were they at the time Peter was writing? What was there? What was there? He was writing to them that were scattered. And what was there? The 10 tribes, well, and what was there? Let's go to Sister Ruth. Let's go back to Zephaniah chapter 3, and we'll find out what he was at. Pick up verse number 10. Let's find out what he was at. 10 down to verse 21. See, all this right here, what we got to make sure we raise out of. That's all we got to make sure we got good mates with us to rehearse these righteous acts and be able to paint the picture where it's so plain, where it's no doubt you know who we are. This is where these letters was written to, from 310 to 21 of Zephaniah. This is what these letters were written to, since you brought that in.
Zephaniah chapter 3.
Verse 10, start reading a little bit. You start reading a little bit. This is it.
Verse 10. From beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, my supplicant, even the daughter of my disciple, my suppliant, even the daughter of my, the prince.
Dispersed. So they were dispersed where?
Ethiopia.
They was first beyond where, according to the Greek. So they were dispersed. So he writes to the ones that dispersed. Where back in there, they were gone. He writes to the ones that's over there called now Africa. They were dispersed. Now what do you have to say to the one dispersed? Go ahead and read some out.
Shall bring my offering.
Yeah.
Verse 11.
He said, still bring an offering. We know you dispersed. Y'all all over the place, but still bring me offering. Go ahead.
Verse 11, in that day shall thou not be ashamed for all thy doing.
See, all you're doing, you put this on yourself. Go ahead.
Wherein thou hast transgressed against me.
You say you're sinning against me. The reason you scattered and everywhere, you don't know who you are, you're everywhere because you sin against me. Go ahead.
For then I will take away out of the midst of the them that rejoice. And
I cried. He said, I'm going to take the one that got you all jacked up. That's when you come back to the covenant the way I got it written.
And I shall no more be haughty.
And you got to stop being haughty.
Because of my righteous mouth.
You're going to come to my righteous word, right?
Verse 12. I will also leave in the midst of thee an afflicted and poor people.
Now, who is this afflicted and poor people that we can read? Captain, who can we read? See, reading a lot of verses without playing the picture, and this is almost more to you. If I got your black book, you're supposed to rehearse these stuff. 14:32.
Hallelujah.
Let's find out who these poor people that got to get it first. Let's go to Isaiah 14:32. Read that, Mother Eve. So I think we'll be taking notes back with life. Like Bob, who's taking these notes? They ain't rehearsing these things. 14:32, bring it. About Isaiah, Mother Eve, bring it. Nah. Remember, every verse in the Bible has a precept to it. We got to always remember that. The world reads the Bible currently, worldly. We read it spiritually. That's the difference. And they're not going to learn it unless they learn from y'all. But y'all got to get it down back first. So you just going to be reading a bunch of verses and going back and forth and ask you break that thing down and you'll be stuck. You know what? You know they go off in the place rehab. They call it right. You got to get some rehab in there. Get addicted to the word of Yahweh. Come on, read some up. What we read? Listen, God. So what are you saying? He letting you know this word is not going to go until Judah get the hold of the word. That's what Zephaniah was telling you right there. The poor, the people that... Israel waiting on you. So if you ain't got a down pat, Judah, we just had a standstill. They're waiting on you to bring out the precept of this Bible, the deep, dark mysteries of the Bible, making it so plain.
The
Jeremiah, about that rebellion and rejection of the word?
No, we're going back to where we was at. So you know that message that he was writing that third message, that you read, and Zephaniah, he's talking to what? What tribe got to get it right? Judah, that's the lead tribe. That's scattered abroad. So they all off into what's called Africa, and they all off into the New World too. They everywhere. So you just write letters everywhere. That was going on. They everywhere at this time. They was everywhere in the time already here. Because remember, they went up in the captivity when? In 586 B.C. They've been in captivity in 586 by who? Nebuchadnezzar, taking the northern kingdom back into Africa. That way he took them to Africa. The 10 tribes went to Africa. Then part of the 10 tribes went to where? America. Just as many as you think is in America, is more in Africa right now. It's because they were sent by what king sent them over there? What's his name? Sennacherib. Yeah. Sennacherib sent them over to parts of Africa. Right. But what we don't know that the 1619 got nothing to do with it, because the children of Israel is a what? 2460? Or Genesis?
Yes, sir.
See, we got to understand what the children of Israel is, 2460. What it says we can read?
Book of Genesis, chapter 24, verse 60 reads.
What?
And they blessed Rebecca.
They blessed Rebecca.
And said to her.
What?
You are our sister.
You are our sister.
Be you the mother of thousands of millions.
Do you understand that you're not a minority? You are what?
Majority.
Because you are how many?
Thousands of millions.
Thousands of millions. How do you got you talking about you majority of anything? It was told you in Abraham's day. You came a number, you have to stand to see. You're thousand a million. That was in Abraham's time. 500 years later, what did Moses say you were? I wouldn't, what y'all do with that? See? Let's go to the first chapter. But Titus to do the wrong. And pick up verse number 9, down to verse 11. See, this is how you got to teach. Precept in your Bible, painting a picture. That was the elder waiting to hear. The mother's waiting to hear. Seer waiting to hear. We waiting to hear you, young man, precept that Bible. Paint that picture. The number one here. Study with your better hand. Let's rehearse that right to that. Let's get greater, better every time you show up. We'll be thumbing around this thing, giving a third, fourth album. Give us the number one here. Then add on what you want to add on to. This is how we do. 1:9, what it say?
The book of every Sabbath, book of Deuteronomy, chapter 1, verse 9.
Read 1:1 to get an idea of what we're talking about. When you read the book of Deuteronomy, here goes number 1 after. 1:1. Give it two lines.
Deuteronomy, chapter 1, verse 1.
Listen to this.
These be the words which Moses spake unto all Israel.
So when you read the book of Deuteronomy, who are you talking to?
All Israel.
You talking to the Jew?
All Israel.
You talking to Hebrew?
All Israel.
You talking to Jewish?
All Israel.
You see what you got to do? That's why you gotta turn this thing back on them. This word is for all Israel, the Israelites.
Yeah.
That's all this word is for. Yahweh will show the next move. Now skip down to verse 9.
Romans chapter 1, verse 9.
Listen, God.
And I take it to you.
Yeah.
The time stands.
You, and who to you?
All Israel.
Amen.
The Israelites.
That's right.
At that time said, I am not able to bear you myself alone.
See, we're not able to bear y'all alone. But we've been waiting on these days. We're seeing the signs of it, but we need to see more. But you got to be looking more addicted to this thing, not just on a Sabbath day. A person that goes into the drug rehabilitation because he's been addicted. How many days he addicted to get there?
All his life.
All his life. Yeah, every day he's doing that thing, wasn't he? Until you can't take no more. Because you got to be about this word. You got to find time for this word of Yahweh and be addicted to this word. We'll know when you're ready to go. Because we see you, will see your paint, a verse, a picture out of every verse in this Bible. And you'll make it plain. That's when we know you're ready. You're ready to come on the scene. Come on, read.
Verse 10.
Right.
Yahweh, your Yahweh have multiplied you.
See, Yahweh have multiplied you.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And behold, you are this day at the stars of heaven for multitude.
He said, this day you have multiply you. This is 500 years after you heard the statement you hear now. Go ahead.
Yes. Verse 11. Yahweh of your father make you 1,000 times so many more as you are.
You 1,000 times more than what you raised in 2460. Mm-hmm. And them 400 years straight, you had passed that, and you done dunk them out. Moses said, God, go back to that Disney with that. Now you did. So you see, this is how you paint the picture for the children of Israel, the Israelites. You got to paint these pictures. Can't be bumming around this thing. You got to rehearse the righteous act, be addicted to this word, and Yahweh will show the next move. But he ain't going to show the move until you get in order. We got to be the first one in, last one to leave. Got to be addicted to this word. Brothers and sisters come from all over the world. But we got to be in order to receive them. Can't be bumming around this thing. We've been crippled for these days. Now come on back. What was that? Come on back, Moses. Get some finish it up. Get back to the young lion and the mothers and the elders. We're just gonna wrap back and watch y'all young lions get it again. Now where we at? Come on back, Moses. Where you begin at? You were somewhere you began at. You were somewhere where you began at way back there. You were somewhere over there in the 25th chapter, wasn't you? Jeremiah, weren't you in the 25th chapter of Jeremiah? That's what I want to see. I want to see them young men discuss this thing. Put y'all heads together. Discuss the book. See, look at them here. Look at them. You see them here? That's what we talking about. Look here. They're getting this Bible. Getting this Bible. Just precepts and books. That's what the black book is for. Precepts and Bible. Come on back, mother. No, that's okay. I want you to give me some more back. Come on back to 25 verse 4 again. Go down to verse 8.
Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 4 to 8. Verse 4.
And Yahweh has
sent unto you all his servants
to hear,
raising early and sending them, but you have not hearkened, listen, nor
inclined
ear to
hear. Yeah, we don't sit the seal got the elders, and the elders got the mold. We watching y'all now. But y'all won't listen. Y'all won't get in them black books. You can't pick the thing up. Y'all be addicted to the thing. Y'all gonna be talking all through the week. All through the week. 5 times. You got so many hours of sleep, so many hours of work, you wouldn't do the other work. You addict that into Yahweh. That's the part. That's where Yahweh come in. You got the job in. You got to sleep out the way. What I do now? I addict myself in Yahweh. I got a calling on me. I got to addict myself in Yahweh. Now you on something. When you addict yourself, be addicted on Yahweh after you put your job in, after you put your sleep in, you got your pillow talk out the way, now it's time for some Yahweh. And we'll know when you hear a verse and you go right and pull a precept out with no problem. Every verse have a precept to it. Every verse in the Bible have a precept to it. So you can never catch up on this thing. Every verse in the Bible have a precept answer to it. Come on, read some up.
Verse 5.
Verse 5. Hear
you again now, everyone from his evil ways.
Turn from your evil ways.
And from the evil of your doing.
Go ahead.
And dwell in the land that Yahweh has given unto you and to your fathers forever.
Yes. Right. Go ahead.
Verse 6.
Right.
And go not after other false Yahweh to serve them.
And don't do that. Don't do none of that Lord God and Jesus stuff. Don't do none of that stuff.
And to worship them.
And you worship them when you ignore what Yahweh got written. You got Sabbath day, feast day, fringes, wham. When you do opposite that, you worship and save the devil.
And provoke me not to anger with your work of your hands.
See, your mouth ain't got to say no. We watch your hands, how your hands working. That's all. We ain't got to watch your mouth. We watch how you roll. Go ahead, read. What?
And I will do you no hurt.
See, you do Yahweh, when you sin against Yahweh put what on you? Put the hurt on you. He'll hurt you in the mind. Then you think you've been made one step up, you're going to take five steps back. You take your own self and Yahweh will take it away from you. And now where is that at? Sister Ruth, where is that at, Sister Ruth? Let's read in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 6. Let me show you what the man's saying. Ecclesiastes out of the regular book. Chapter 5, verse 6. Then read me verse 1, 2, and 3. Chapter 5, verse 6.
Ecclesiastes chapter 5.
See, the elders and mothers, we put the heat on you. We'll see what you're working with. We'll put the heat on you. We'll give you examination.
Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 6.
What?
Verse 6. Suffer not thy mouth to cause your flesh to sin.
Yeah.
Neither say God before the ministering spirit that it was an error.
Yeah.
Wherefore should Yahweh be angry at thy voice and destroy the work of your hand?
Should Yahweh be angry at your voice? Why so? Now pick up verse 1. Why would he be angry at your voice? Then destroy the work of your hand. After you have done your good. 1, 2, and 3. Why? Why would he be angry with you?
Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 1 through 3.
Listen.
Keep thy foot where thy goest to the house of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm.
And be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of food. For they consider not that they do eat.
So when you get to the sixth anointed camp, the first thing you're going to do is what? Call the verse 1.
Be ready.
Be ready to what?
Hear.
To be ready to what?
Here.
So you already know what you know before you got here. So when you make it to the sixth anointed camp, the first thing you're going to do according to 5:1 is what?
Be more ready to hear.
Oh. Go ahead.
Verse 2. Be not rushed.
Rash.
With your mouth.
Don't be rash with the mouth.
And let not your mind be hasty utter anything before Yahweh, for Yahweh is in heaven.
Yahweh is in heaven.
And thy upon earth.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, let thy word be true.
See, last night, Bob was in class, and the same we had to read him last night. Because he cut a tail. So wait a minute, bro. Don't come and tell. You already know what you know. You got to come and hear something. The only way you get right. Then the statement was made, well, you know, I need to listen more. And that I don't want to do much reading. I go, yeah, now you won't hear. You see? See? Be always ready. You already know what you bring to the table. Be ready to add on what you know. This thing's about here is adding on what you know. Verse 2 again, 2 and 3. Listen.
Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 2. Be not rash with your mouth, and let not your mind be hasty to utter anything before Yahweh, for Yahweh is in heaven,
yeah,
and you upon earth.
Yeah.
Therefore, let thy word be few.
Let your word be what?
Few.
Go ahead.
Verse 3. For a dream cometh through the multitude of business.
Yeah.
And a fool's voice is known by multitude of words.
So how do you know when a fool is present? you hear them, their mouth is studied gone. A multitude of words. That's when you know a fool is in your presence. Because you're supposed to have a 537 when you're in the temple of Yahweh. Look what we see. See, y'all got to have this stuff down. Because sooner or later, the elder is going to be on assignment. The mother is going to be on assignment. The seer is going to be on assignment. You got to have this thing down pat. So soon they come and go, this would got to be on y'all mind from day one. You young line. 537, bring it out to the room. Matthew. Verse 37. Listen.
Matthew chapter 5, verse 37.
Listen, God.
And you read. Verse 37. But let your communication be. Yea. For whatsoever is more than he cometh to be.
So if you come and get past, hallelujah, what you need. So if you come and get past, hallelujah, what do you do? You see what you did? When your conversation get past, hallelujah, what have you did according to what Yahweh said you did?
Evil.
Is that what he just said? The minute you get past, hallelujah, before the one sit on the before somebody sit there and heard the evil go past, what is written that we can read? Brother Titus, what is it we can read in 5:1-17 of Leviticus? Let me show you something what's going to happen. Now, just like with the phones went off a minute ago. It wasn't for the seer to say nothing about it. It wasn't up for the elder to say nothing about it. It wasn't up for the mother to say nothing about it. It's for you young lions to say something about it. Then it says in 5:1-17, you know, have you watched when the parents had the little puppies and all that, and the parents go jump the gate and tear down the little puppy go over there. So what they do? They can't get away with it because they watch it just stand up for themselves. And see, they don't get hit. If that puppy don't get hit in the mouth, it's going to them the right thing. So we trying to show you, we got to pay attention to anointing leadership. Get this thing down pat and be positioned to help others, but you're only going to help them through the page of the book. Look what's written. Now, you heard the balls went off. The young lions heard the balls went off. Look what got written over here now. We can read.
Leviticus chapter 5, verse 1, verse 17.
Listen, God.
If a person sins. And hear the voice of swearing.
And you hear the voice of swearing.
And it's a witness.
And you witness what happened.
But he has seen or known of it.
And you think it and know of it because you heard it went off.
And if he do not utter it.
And you don't say nothing about it. You can stick your nose in the book and like ain't nothing happening.
Then he should bear his sin.
Then that sin is on you now. Now it's on you. Now whatever he did, now it's on you. It'll fill in your lap. You see what happened? That's why I tell you plainly, of Sister Ruth in 4 verse 9 of Genesis. Those that got the black books in their hands, all 12 of you, you got to understand what's written in Genesis 4 verse 9. What is written there? What is written?
Chapter 4 verse 9.
Listen, God.
And Yahweh says unto Cain.
What did he say to Cain?
Where is Abel?
Yeah.
Brother.
Yeah.
And he said, I know not.
Now, yeah, I know not.
Am I my brother's keeper?
Yes, you're your brother's keeper. Yes, you are your brother's keeper. See, that's the point. You is your brother's keeper.
Yeah.
So when you're not making a 12 and old decision, you is in error. The 12 and old will be on one page ready to go for those to come in. You don't never get excited. Let's show you when you get excited. Let me show you a man of a great authority. He got excited. Let's go to the 23rd chapter, Captain. Okay, you found what you're looking for, but keep moving ahead on rehearse that all the time. Be a yeah, yeah, and nay, nay. And when you got it, you're going to be come up with your verses ready to stroke with the number one hit. Let's go to Acts 23. Captain, we're going to Acts 2 and 3. Now let's see what this picture is saying. Let's find out this picture here. 2 and 3, 1 and 2. Yeah, now remember what you just got through hearing and read. Acts 23, 1 and 2.
Acts 23, verse 1 and 2. Verse 1. And Paul earnestly beholds the count.
So Paul earnestly beholding, he was listening. He came in where the count had already gone in place. Oh, while the teaching was already going on in place. Dread.
Paul earnestly beholds the account
what
teachers said.
Man and brother.
I have lived in all good conscience before Yahweh until this day.
Now what'll happen?
They put that word
conscience. No, they put you guessing all the play. What'll happen here? You just heard it when you read it at 5:37.
No, you're still
all over the place. You got to have a verse when you speak.
Okay.
5:37 was just on the table, right here. Go back to Matthew 5:37. Paul walked in, it was already something going on. Something already was on the table. Paul walked in the door. Did he walk the door being a 5:37 Matthew? What is that in the room?
Matthew chapter 5, verse 37. But let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay. Or whatsoever is more than
these
coming of
evil. You see what happened? So Paul walked in, don't tell about what he's thinking, what he feels. He won't talk about his feelings. When he came, he supposed to be the what?
Yeah, yeah. Matthew 5:37.
He supposed to be hallelujah, and take note. But he came and talk about what he's thinking, what he feels. Then what happened next? Verse 2, what happened next?
Acts chapter 23, verse 2.
What happened next?
And the light of the priest.
No, read it right.
And the high priest.
And the high priest, that means the seer. The seer.
High seer.
Yeah.
Ananias commanded them that stood by him.
What?
To kill him.
No, come on, man.
To smite him.
To what?
On the mouth.
Hit him in his mouth. Turn it around and smack it right in the mouth. So when you're out of order, what's supposed to happen?
Get a hit in the mouth.
That means somebody's supposed to get up and slap you in the mouth. When you know you're there, you see what you got to know in this book? You got to watch this as it unfolds. You already hear the teaching was already going on. Paul came in through and bring his feeling in on what he think, what he feel, didn't he?
Yeah.
Then Ananias, the high priest, the seer, the man of hour, told the one that was sent by the black book, the one that's not doing the yay, yay, the nay, nay, hit him right in his mouth. Did y'all ever read?
Yeah.
Did y'all ever read?
Hallelujah.
So when they come walking in, there's a lesson going on, the teaching going on, and they start running their mouth, what's supposed to happen?
Mouth,
sir. No, according to verse 2. You say it again, mother. Go on, mother. Go ahead and say it again, mother. And that's what we're reading. See, we got to know these things. You got to know what to watch for. If you want Yahweh in the bee, you got to get in order. So when he come in to tell about his feeling, what he feels, what was ordered for Paul? Is that what we're reading? Now when he smite Paul in the mouth, what happened? Now let's see what Paul, how Paul remembers came to him. See, sometimes you got to get hit in the mouth for you to remember to come on. Because if you don't do it, the sin is on you. If you act, you don't sin. So that's when you hear the phones go off. Nobody say nothing. You wait on the elder to say something. No, elder waiting on you to say something. We training y'all to be prepared. Because we not always going to be in camp one. We might be on another side. So what y'all going to do? Let it go into chaos? Or you going to follow the Bible? Pick up the verse 4 and 5. Listen to this.
Acts chapter 23, verse 4 and 5. And they
just
stood by
said,
we bow down,
Yahweh, high priest. You got to talk. You will talk why the ministry was going on, Paul revived it. He won't talk about getting his feelings. 12, go back in the gold room, because I want to talk about this right here. You never do 11 verse 8 of Ecclesiastes. What it says, the rock? 11 verse 8. Listen good. Who can read it for me? 11 verse 8. Never do this.
The rock chapter 11 verse 8.
Listen good.
After not before y'all heard the call.
Yes.
Neither interrupt man's anointed leadership in the midst of their talk.
Now read verse 7.
Verse 7. Lay not before you ask to examine the truth.
You see that?
Understand first.
Then try to correct. Understand what's going for your mouth door going. That's what Paul got hit in the mouth for. He going to bring his story in while something was already going on. But after he got hit in the mouth, then he reminded him, then something came to his mind. Yeah, after sometimes you got to get hit in the mouth, it make you remember things. You know how you got the puppy that used to pee on the floor, you going to do things, keep hitting it? And he reminded him, I got that to hit on my tail. I better ask for that door to go outside and get my pee in, right? Then you break them like that, right? So sometimes you go out there to find out what you're working with, but this will got to happen. But y'all want to tell you some good stuff to come. So you got it written exactly, step by step. Now, where is this written 1,000 years ago that Paul had to remember?
22:28.
Okay, what do you have to remember now? So after he got it in his mouth, it dawned on him what was already written. They say it was written, Paul. The reason you got hit in the mouth, Paul, because it was written. That's why we got to hit you in your mouth, Paul. I ought to hit in your mouth because it was written. You got in your feelings while the crash was going on, and all you folks came out your mouth and said, hallelujah, wah, hallelujah, wah. If you don't understand something, you grab your black book, you go in the gold room, you sit there and you work it out. Somebody be able to help you out. That's what you got them 6 days for. Work things out. Take notes. Gold room was in the back. Go in the back to the gold room. Sit around there and never drop the word on your feelings. See what happened to Paul?
Right.
Now, what did it say? Now, where that verse is pulled from? 22, 28. Read it, Brother Micaiah.
Back to chapter 22, verse 28.
Now it's done on the Paul after he got hit in the mouth. He rubbed a little blood on his lip. Then Paul threw a faction. What are you still thinking about?
Exodus chapter 22, verse 28.
Right.
28 reads.
Right.
You shall not revile the Yahuwah.
The who?
The Yahuwah.
The Yahuwah.
Nor curse the ruler of your people.
You don't do that. You don't make no statement against anointed leadership. You hold your thoughts in your head. You get somebody's attention. You go in the gold room, you sit there, and you break out the books and see where you're at. Take notes. The 12 got to be on one page. You see what you mean? You see what Paul had to do? Now, after Paul got hit in the mouth, what they told Paul to do next? Sirach, 38 verse 11. Come on, brother. Now, after he got hit in the mouth, he recognized he was out of order. What Paul's next move we got to do? They told Paul to do. That's written.
Book of Sirach, chapter 38, verse 11.
What?
Verse 11 reads, give a sweet sour and a memorial of fine flour and make a fit offering.
Then you got to go hit that box to make what kind of offering?
A fit offering.
You hear that, young lions? They have to make it. What kind of offering?
A fit offering.
Then what is Yahuwah going to say? In 8 verse 12 of the book of Hebrews, find it. Now, until that happens, then what does Yahuwah say in 8:12?
Going over to the book of Hebrews.
What?
The book of the Israelites.
What?
Chapter 8, verse number 12. Verse 12 reads.
Listen good.
For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness.
So I will be merciful of their unrighteousness.
And their sins will I remember no more.
Then he forget it. Once you have made your fat off and then what you did, now give me 3:19 of Acts. See, y'all got to get him off. Yahuwah ain't coming in on these six counts to be 12. You're your brother's keeper, your sister's keeper. Y'all got to be 12 and on your decisions played by the Bible. But the Bible say that's the end of it. If some of you understand, you got a question about it, just one of the 12 anointed on the shoulder, go in the gold room or wherever camp you're in, go back into the, and then in Yahweh's temple to start working your hands. Hey. But if you sit back and see the evil go past, you don't think about it, the sin is over your head too now. Now you got to hit that box. Now, like you heard the phone ring and didn't say nothing. In Micah chapter 3, verse 1, it says, Israel, it's for you to know judgment. What judgment? Yahweh's judgment. That's why you got to be attention to this book and make your calling unless you're sure through this book. If you do that, what you got, what will happen if you do that? If you do a call this book, book and read. Chapter, we're going to 2 Peter 1, 8 through 10. Let's see what happens if you do this, if you do this. Look what you got on you if you make your call in according to this Bible. 2 Peter 1, 8 through 10.
Peter chapter 1, verse 8 through 10. Verse 8. For if these things be in you,
yes,
abound,
yes,
they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful,
yes,
in the knowledge of our Yahweh's Son.
You won't be barren, you won't be unfruitful in the knowledge of Yahweh's Son.
Verse 9.
What?
But he that lack these things.
But if you lack these things,
it's blind.
It's blind, that means what's over you is saved or death. Elder already earlier, immediately saying to come, you can come and take the word from you. If you're allowed to happen, then you're allowed to happen. If you're not doing the order thing of turn a deaf eye, a deaf ear to when you hear something that's contrary to the Bible, you'll send the body to sin on your head. Your offering got to be in that box. Go ahead.
And cannot see afar off.
Go ahead.
And have forgotten that he was purged from his old sin.
Go ahead.
Verse 10.
What?
Wherefore the writer, brother, give diligence to make your call and election sure.
You got to be diligently, you got to be addicted to the thing, make your call sure.
Well, if you do these things,
you
should never fall.
Now, imagine you in a crap game and your crap, the yeah in your hand got 7-11 on it. How much would you bet?
All of them.
You'd be betting every time, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Every time you double up, triple up, you'd be doing it, wouldn't you? Because
mm-hmm.
You know every time, and Yahweh said, if you do my order, you be you got will up under you. A never fall.
Never.
Don't you want a never?
Hallelujah.
Then do Yahweh's word as it's written. Caught up in personal things. What did the Bible say? That's the end of it. That's the sign of Yahweh making this move. When you make a decision according to the Bible.
Hallelujah.
That's why the brother holler now that I'll sold my soul to the devil. I'll sold my soul to the devil. Yeah, you did. Because you transgress against Yahweh. This world is of the devil. How much is the world of the devil we can read? Let's go to 1 John 5:21. Sister Ruth, bring it. How much is the world? Right side of the book. How much is the world is of the devil? Read 19. Get started. Give me one more verse 19. 5:19. This is how I want to hear y'all pop the Bible. But you got to rehearse this thing. You got to be addicted to it. Not when you're in class and you're out of class. 5:19, what it say?
John chapter 5:19.
Yes.
Verse 19
reads. 5:19. 1 John, right side of the book, chapter 5. Right side of the book, all the way in the back of the book. 5:19, what it say?
1 John chapter 5:19.
Listen good.
It reads.
What?
And we know that we are
our
walk.
Yeah.
In the whole world, life and wickedness.
Oh, how much world is in wickedness? That's why we tell you if you all the Yahweh's business, that mean you go your job, got that in. You get your sleep, you got that in. What the old child you gonna be doing?
Yahweh.
You gonna be doing addicted in Yahweh. Because what does the world got to offer you? According to verse 19. What's according to 19?
Wickedness.
So you gonna put your time in wickedness? That's why you have to be addicted to Yahweh's word. You've been appointed for these times to be about Yahweh's business. But now you got more time up in the world. So this is what that's why we ain't get the growth day here yet. We try to paint this growth where you can come on. Been caught on this ministry. But we got to get in order. That's why the elders watching, the mothers watching carefully. We watching the growth. Number one hit. Be addicted to this word. Call each other on the phone. We got to be 12 and on this thing. Did you catch that last we read it already. So now go back to Acts 3:19. You want to say? Because we got that. So the whole world lies in wickedness. We got to be addicted into Yahuwah's word. Yahuwah got the increase. He tells us over in 14:9, we ain't reading numbers. They bread for us, but don't rebel. Grow in his word.
Acts 3:19.
Listen.
19.
Wait, now listen to this.
Repent.
What you got to do now?
Repent. Therefore,
And be converted.
Yet your sins may be blotted out.
Then your sins, when you repent, then your sins will be blotted out. Y'all probably remember when we followed the steps. You did what you got to do. Then repent. Don't do it no more. Not that we say 5:17. St. John. Good. St. John 5:17. Captain, what did he say?
St. John 5:17.
Now, when you know it, that's why you took that atonement. When you took that atonement from Yahweh, you say, Yahweh, forgive me for what I did all last year. Then you turn around and do the same thing again. That was you repenting for. That was Yahweh, you asked Yahweh, give me a clear slate. I knew I was low down last year, but I made you atonement. Now you're atoning to Yahweh, forgive me for everything I did all that year. Now you turn around and give it 2 days later and you rip back into your same wickedness. You're putting Yahuwah to shame. You thank you, sir. You just tell me forgive you. It's just like what we can read over there in Matthew. You told the young Jesus, you said, look, Yahuwah, forgive me for what I did. He said, okay, I forgive you. Then another guy came over and coming out. Hey, man, forgive me for what I ain't forgiving you. Now, give me my money now. He said, you wicked servant. You asked me to forgive you, but you won't do right. See? What we read?
John 5:17.
14.
John 5:14.
Catch the group. You see, if you see what it read wrong, you wrote down 5:14. You said, Rupert. But Rupert wrote down 5:14. Then you said, Rupert. Then you.
I was 19. Yeah.
You wrote down 19 too?
Yeah.
So what's the answer to that? What's the answer to that then? Let's give me a, give me 15:14, Sister Ruth. And Matthew, give me an answer to that. Answer that for me. 15:14. Yeah, give me an answer to that.
Yeah. Verse 14.
Listen.
Afterwards, Yahuwah the Son
what he found in that?
In the temple.
Not in Joe Miles' lounge. He found him in the temple.
And
he looked at my eyeball to eyeball and said,
behold.
What?
Thou art made whole.
You got your atonement. You've been made whole now. You got your atonement.
Sin no more.
Don't sin no more. Don't go back to your wicked ways again. Get up out your business.
Let the worst thing come unto you.
Let the worst thing fall upon you. Use the man's hand. You take your atonement, then put off with you. You want the man to forgive you everything he did last year? Then change your wicked ways. Do what's going to happen to you? What's going to happen to you? Come on that verse.
Some
then you don't want something. What?
Worse.
Worse what?
Worst thing
come upon you. So once you took that atonement, you said, I'm going to put off that old man. I'm putting off that old woman. You want everything you done forgiven? Okay, you got the forgiveness. Now go forward. Don't reach back no more. Go forward now. Now then what he said in 3:19 again, back to the young lions again. And let the mothers in the hills in the field, we will watch everybody. Give me that 3:19 again, Captain. Acts 3:19.
Acts 3:19.
The 3:19 says what?
Acts
chapter 3, verse 19. What do they read? 19.
Repent ye therefore, and be converted.
Be converted.
That your sins may be
now,
the
presence
shall come
from the presence of Yahweh. So you got to do what? When you
find
you make your big offering, you got to do what?
Repent.
You got to get out your feelings. Get in this book. We got people to help. We got to call it by the page of the book. Now, come on back. Come on back. Come on back in the 25th chapter. Mother D.F. Israel. Back to the 25th chapter. Give me the last. You at verse 6 down to verse 8.
Jeremiah.
Yeah, 25. Back to 25. We made it back to 25 again.
Hallelujah.
All this good stuff got to unfold itself. All this good stuff. That's when we know we own something. You want to intervene, then make sure you align with his Bible, that he got no choice. The one thing he ain't going to go by his word. What are we reading?
Jeremiah chapter 25.
Yeah.
Verse 7.
Yeah. Come on, verse 7.
Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 7.
Listen, God.
Yay, ye have not
hearken,
listen unto me, says Yahweh, that you might provoke me to anger with the works of your hands to your own hurt.
Right. When you do contrary to Yahweh, who is it to who hurt?
Your own hurt.
It's to your own hurt. When you going contrary, you're not addicted to this Bible, you got the anointing all on you, you'll tuck your atonement. Do better. You want everything you did last year removed from you, and you turn around and do the same thing again. You bring up your own hurt on yourself. Go ahead.
Verse 8.
What?
Therefore. Thus says Yahweh of hosts.
Now, do what Yahweh say.
Because you have not heard my word.
Because you're not. Now, we'll use this as all the other nations. What about all the other nations? Now, what? See, when you don't want to hear Yahweh's word from the one that he put to have his word, to carry his word, when you don't want to hear his word, verse 9.
Verse 9.
What?
Behold, I will send and take all the families.
I will take all the other 17 nations, all of them.
Of the north.
East, south, and west.
Says Yahweh.
Yeah. And the president ain't going to be his servant to do it.
King of Babylon.
Go ahead. That's where you at now.
My servant.
And what are you going to do?
And will bring them against this land.
And I'm going to have them to always go against you. See, you ever heard, do y'all know the statement, what that word means, buck breaking? Does anybody know what that means? Buck breaking. Buck breaking. That's the... That's like if you got your books, the book will be discussing with the title of the lesson, box breaking is taking the strongest leader you got and make and humiliate him in public and show him he ain't nothing. Then all of a sudden everybody said, well, since our leader ain't nothing, then I guess they got the point across. They show it every year in February. They show you a buck breaking when they brought the black buck out there and whooped him down. Then they tell him his name, your name is this. No, your name is what I tell you your name is. See? Mm-hmm. Now say it loud when they hear you, your name. I gave you a new name. It's a great name for you, boy.
My name.
Oh, you see that? That's called buck breaking. And that's not what they got going on with these brothers now jumping out there. They put their name YHWH out there, and now they're jumping them brothers real bad. Because I know that name is, it's a cutthroat name for them. They got me, but we got to show the brother how to come out of this thing. Dude, listen to the broadcast. If y'all was up on this thing, you would know exactly what's going on, what you heard from the answer machine. You heard already what's going on. They want answers. Who will give the answers? That's our job. How we get an answer? We don't know what's going on. We're doing our job. We're getting our sleep. We're hugging the pillow. But then we get off into the world, we don't go and dig into the word of Yahweh. See what we do? We're asking that question, how to turn the tables on now. But how many of y'all know they got the 12 books, what's going on right now? How many? How many don't? Who do you think you're going to have that? What do you think will happen? That means you got the job in, the pillow talk in, you got the sleep in, but the third part, you didn't do it. You done the world of things, which is all wicked. You want to dig into the word of your heart, but right now you're supposed to ask me verbatim what I'm talking about right now, with no problem whatsoever, if you've done the 1, 2, 3 steps.
Jeremiah 13:10.
What about Jeremiah 13:10?
Jeremiah 13:10.
What about it?
Verse 10. Mm-hmm. These evil people which refuse to hear my words, which walk in imagination of their mind, and walk after other false gods to serve them and to worship them, shall even be as this girdle, which is good for nothing.
So who we calling the evil people?
People that refuse to hear.
No. What's the number one?
Judah.
That's the number one answer. You got to have a name. The number one answer. Who is this evil people? The lead tribe.
That's right.
That's the evil people. That refuses in the world and cannot, that tribe cannot get right till we get right. But we ain't following the order that we got to have. You, your brother's keepers. It's 12 of y'all got 12 names in the book. When do y'all communicate? Only when you come to class on Sabbath. So where you think you're going to? Every time we put on the table, they're going to be... So we're not doing what we're supposed to do. We got to look what it says in Titus 3, verse 8 and 10. Titus 3, verse 8 and 10.
Go to the book of Titus, chapter 3.
Look what the book's saying.
Titus chapter 3, verse 8 and 10. Titus chapter 3, verse 8.
What?
This is a faithful saying.
This is a faithful saying.
And these things I want that you affirm constantly.
These things I want you to confirm constantly.
That they have believed in Yahweh might be careful to maintain good works.
You got
to
maintain good works. You got to maintain good works. You can't put a lick on this thing. You got to maintain this good works. Yeah. Verse 10.
A man that is a heretic.
Yes.
Is a heretic.
Right.
After the first and second, I'm in this.
So once you told a person something a couple of times and they don't want to hear it the way it is, they dismiss them. Now give me my precept in verse 14.
Verse 14. Let all also learn to maintain good works. In the sense of necessary uses.
Maintain this good works.
What necessary use?
What necessary use when it come up, be ready. You're just not reading a bunch of verses. You're painting the picture. You got over 700,000 on the internet that side listening to you. You got to paint the good picture.
That they be not unfruitful.
Because you're being unfruitful when you're not painting the picture. They Who was reading that verse 9? Who was reading that? Stand it up, Mo.
Okay.
My service. My service. 25:9, my service. We had your finger on the last one I broke in on. My service.
Okay. Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 9.
My servant.
My servant.
Where?
And will bring them against this land.
Yeah.
And against the inhabitants thereof. And against all those nations.
Yeah.
Round about. And will utterly destroy them.
I'm going to destroy them. Always an astonishment,
and
a hissing,
and a perpetual desolation,
and perpetual sickness, problems, because you won't listen. You won't get in order. You've been chosen for these days. What it says, you can read in the book of Esther. Esther chapter 4, 12 down to verse 14. This is good. Esther chapter 4, 12 down to verse 14. Understand, if your ears is tuned in now, your ears, 4:12. Come on, Brother Titus, down to verse 14. Listen to this.
The book of Acts, chapter 4, verse 12.
What?
The 14. And they told Mordecai, the Benjamite, that's the word.
Yes.
Verse 13. Then Mordecai, the Benjamite, demanded to answer, did not with yourself, that you should escape the king's house.
It don't think you escape. You got your $10. You think you won't escape. Listen, Yahweh had a brother who said being the richest black man that ever lived. I just the biggest lie I told Solomon was. Your money was got by somebody else. I'm the richest black man that ever lived. You ain't the richest black man that ever lived because every day you got from Satan's devil. Now you out there hollering about, I sold my soul to the devil. Well, where you, how you think you got that $11 billion? Where do you think that came from? Yahweh? They gave you that $11, and that's why you can take it back from you. But when you can't take it back from you, it's the word of Yahweh. Good? I sold my soul to the devil. Now, how you get before you run and save the devil in the world? The world lies in wickedness. This is Satan's playground. Your strength is in the Bible. You've been chosen for these days to be prepared for this, to take care of Yahweh's business. Read some more. Let me say.
More than all Yahweh Judah.
You need exactly because you, now you got your $10, you living in Beverly Hills, like your brother said from our community. Hey, Mom, we are made it now. How you are made it? How you are made it now? Not to say we are made it. No, you ready to throw the state in the devil now. Like your brother now, how you getting, ain't no, who else can get $11 billion? This guy got $11 billion, but he got it from Satan the devil. Satan the one gave it to you in Matthew chapter 4 and Luke chapter 4. He gave you this money. If you bow down to him, I give it to you. But you got to destroy your people to get this money. Let them know they're African-American, Negro, and color. And Jew, and Hebrew, and Gentile, and all that good stuff. So he broke all that stuff down. How many of the 12 got the books in? To break down all these titles right now. Who can do it? Right now, there's a crowd coming for you right now. Who can break that down? Who discussed it? Who know how to get into it and break it down besides the mothers? Eh? Who can do it? The mothers can do it. They can put it inside. But we try to get the young lives prepared. So we don't fall a good fight. We waiting on the young lives to fight a good fight now. How you fight a good fight if it's not doing a 3-step program. Go get your job out the way. Get your sleep out the way. Hug on the pillow. Kissy, kissy, and nappy, nappy. Then after that, do some Yahweh. After that, do some Yahweh. Not going sightseeing in the wicked world. After that, do some Yahweh. Now we got it out the way.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we got all that way now. Now let's do some Yahweh.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
That's what we got to be on. Then Yahweh going to intervene. What we read?
I can find out what that word is.
Number one, what we read in the Bible. We read some in the Bible. Let me get that. I'm turning back over to you. What we read in the Bible. What the last verse we just got to read? Yeah, give me, pitch me up there. Y'all lying?
Okay. Back to that Esther, the fourth chapter. We're going back to Esther, chapter 4.
Give me 13 and 14. I'm going to get out of the way. And I'm going to be like the Moses Hill. We're going to sit back and watch y'all get in. If you get in and kick the meat off the bone.
Esther, chapter 4. All right. I'm at verse 14.
Let me read 13 again.
Verse 13.
What?
Then Mordecai the Benjamite commanded to answer Esther, think not with yourself that you should escape in the king's house.
Because you got your tent out, you got the turtle axe in your car, you scared and grinning out. Go ahead.
More than all y'all died to.
What?
But if you all together hold it your peace.
Oh, you hold your peace. You'll do everything contrary to what you've been chosen to do.
Then should their enlargement and deliverance arise to Yadav Judah from another place.
Yeah.
But you and your father's house should be destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
And who knoweth whether you are come to a kingdom for such a time as this?
See, you here for to take care of this time as this. How you going to take care of this if you're not doing a three-step program? Get your job in. You got to do 12 hours. Do 12 hours. Then go ahead. You got to eat 8 hours of pillow talk. Get 8 hours. How many hours gone now?
20.
So how many left?
Both.
What that gonna be doing? What that gonna be doing? 4 hours left then.
Yeah,
you see that? Back on to the young lions.
That's right.
Chapter 12 for Israel. Now we go to 2 Kings real quick. This is where that word Jew comes from, right quick, so. You gotta know where to go when it's you. Go to 2 Kings chapter 16. Read verse 1 and skip down verse 5.
2 Kings 16, 1 and verse 5. 2 Kings 16, verse 1 and verse 5. Verse 1. In the 17th year of Pekah, the son of Ramaliah, Ahab, the son of Jotham, king of Judah, began to reign
and began to rule. Verse 5.
Then Rezin, king of Syria, Aram, and Pekah, son
of... Okay, he said king of Syria, Aram. Where do you go when you see, when you bring that out? So they're going to see the word Syria in there. And you got to know how to really take care of business. Where would you go? You said Syria, Aram, even though that's correct. But they're not going to see it in that. Let's go to Genesis chapter 10. This is where all this goes. Genesis chapter 10. Hold your marker there. You said King of Syria. Because they're not going to see Aram in that in verse 5. Go to Genesis chapter 10. Genesis chapter 10. Over to God. Always hold your marker. You never know we might come back. Go to Genesis chapter 10. You said Abraham, right? That's the correct word for it. But the game says is go to Genesis chapter 10. Now we're reading about the tables of nations, right? Go to Genesis chapter 10. Genesis chapter 10, pick up at verse 1. Chapter Joseph of Israel and see Roy. Genesis chapter 10, verse 1.
Genesis chapter 10, verse 1. Now these are the generations of the sons of Noah.
Before you go to Genesis chapter 10, verse 1, give me Genesis chapter 9. Give me Genesis chapter 9.
It's written in your book. You tell me, take a look at it. It's written in your book. Yeah. Written in your book is written. When you see that word. They remember it. Remember, like even Kyrie said, hide from the book is hide in the book, right? So it's read in the book. Exactly we see the word Syria, what it means. What it mean that out of your own book there, Captain? What it mean out of your own book?
The Highland.
Yes.
The Hebrew Aram.
You see that? The Hebrew. Now he's not young lion can go in the Bible and show you what it means. So we see the word Syria, what it means.
The Hebrew Aram.
And Hebrew mean what? Semantic.
Semantic.
Yeah. See?
All they trace back to
it. It's written in your book. It's like you said, to hide some budget, be put in the book. Now, why don't you go in the Bible and validate it? But the Bible validates that. So they hide all, they know,
Semitic people. Because Semitic only means a language of people. A language of people. They use the word you anti-Semitic. How you Semitic means on language. How you gonna be anti yourself?
That's
right. You're Shemitic.
Shem.
Shemitic. We are the sins of Shem.
That's right. That's right.
But they use propaganda and we can't get off from under.
Hallelujah.
But we want to be chosen to get out from under this thing. We anti ourselves. Matter of fact, who are you?
Mm-hmm.
Who are you? Just tell me inside. Who are you?
Mm-hmm.
You can't be Jew. You can't. And Jewish is as the Jew, and both words put up for Judah. And Judah, according to the Bible, look like what? Do you look like that, pink man? See, that's how you get the microphone out your mouth.
That's right.
They only looking for you putting on microphone. You make your thing.
Yep.
So when you gonna make them thing? But how y'all do that if y'all don't get in these books and call each other 4 hours you got in Yahweh after you got the 12 hours and 12, you know, you did your 12, 10. How many hours left? That's how you put in the book.
Yahweh. All right. Let's find out what that. Let's see if that word, you Assyria, hold up. They don't get out to that word Assyria at all, period. Genesis chapter 9, Captain Joseph. Genesis chapter 9, pick up at verse 13. Genesis chapter 7, verse 13.
Genesis chapter 7, verse 13. Verse 13, and the self-same day entered Noah, and Shem, and Ham, and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife, and three wives of his sons with them into the ark. Within the ark, Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. All right. Okay, give me Genesis chapter 9, 18.
Genesis chapter 9. Verse 18. And the sons of Noah that went forth of the ark were Shem, and Ham, and Japheth. And Ham is the father of Cain.
And the father of Cain. Alright. Okay, Noah's first son was what?
Shem.
That's right, Shem. Okay, give me Genesis chapter 10. Pick up at verse 1. And then we're going to skip down verse 21. Real quick.
Genesis chapter 10, verse 1 and 21. Verse 1. Now these are the generations of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And to them were sons born after the flood.
Verse 21.
Unto Shem also, the father of all the children of Egypt, the brother of Japheth, the elder, even to him were children born.
Now what does that mean?
Now,
what's that mean about that, Captain?
I said, Shem also the father of the children of
Egypt. Yeah. Hold on. Keep reading that verse. Read what you see and then break that verse down. Read that verse. Let's see what you get out of it. Read that verse again.
Shem is the children of all
evil. Read the verse, then break it down. Read it again. Read the whole verse again.
Unto Shem also, the father of all the children of evil.
Good. That's good. Now, go to the next verse.
The brother of Japheth.
The brother of Japheth.
The elder.
Now break that down. What he saying?
The elder brother of Japheth.
What is he saying? Go ahead. So what you got here, Captain?
Japheth's elder brother.
No, I said, what did you just say out there?
That's what I just said. Japheth's elder brother.
Shem is Japheth's elder brother. But do we read like that?
Yes, I do.
Did you read about that?
Hallelujah.
Okay.
The brother of
Jacob,
the elder.
All right.
Even to him were children born, so they both had children.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll leave that alone right now. I'll leave it alone. You pin the tail on the docket, but a lot of people read that and call Jacob the elder. They'll make that statement.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have nothing to work with, they'll jam you with that and call Jacob the elder. And they'll say Japheth is the white man. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, you go to all them big camps, they'll call Japheth the white man. You Gentile, the white man. Now read Genesis 10, verse 5, right? Now they read, you see, here's Gentile right here. Japheth is Gentile. This is your world where your white people come in right here, right? So how you got money? How you got money?
How you
got money that? When they read you 10, Genesis 10, verse 5, read it. Read it, Sister Ruth. Genesis 10, 5.
Verse 5. Verse 5. By ye were the house of the Gentiles, divided in their land, everyone after his tongue, after their family, and in their nation.
So who are you calling Gentiles? No, so who they calling Gentiles?
The sons of Ham, Cook, Mithra.
No, who they calling Gentiles? Who are they calling Gentiles? Right there? 10, 2, down to verse 5. Who are they calling Gentiles? So you see that? But see, but y'all are like, it's some surprise. I mean, no storm machine at all. And well, you ain't talking right. You all over the place. So who the Gentile is?
The sons of Japheth.
But Gentile is who? According to all the camp, that's the white man, right?
That's propaganda.
That's the white man, right? Now they say, how you get my money that day? They say that's the white man. No, but they said he's the white man. They said Japheth is the white man. Deal with that. Japheth is the white man. That's what they tell you. Mm-hmm. So what? Now how you got money that day? They will fight you tooth and nail and said Japheth is the white man. How you got money that? No, they said Japheth is the white man. These are the Gentiles. Is these the Gentiles in here? Is this the Gentile right here? Genesis 2, verse 5. These are the house of the Gentiles. Boom.
Yes.
The sons of Japheth.
Yes.
So this is the white man, right?
Yes,
Japheth.
The red.
So Japheth is the white man, right?
I believe so.
You believe so?
I believe so, bro. Look. He's not the white man. I caught that.
On your job, you got 12 hours to do on your job. Okay, you done 12 hours. How many? And you get 6 hours of sleep. Right? How many hours go so far? 18 go. And how many left? 18 from 24.
You got 4 hours.
You got 4 hours, 6 hours left. Whatever. Your mouth will be in the word of Yahweh in that black book. Calling the 12 and see what can I get off money of this. How can I keep up?
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, question, Bubba.
Where do y'all begin that with this about Noah? What is that? Noah had 20 sons. Where y'all read that?
You read it in the book of Genesis.
Yes, she said, where? Yeah, where you get that from? What verse? Mother won't know what verse did you get it from. What verse did you get that he had them three sons? What verse did y'all get? I don't hear the elders type of song machine going.
That was Genesis 2 verse. That was Genesis 10 verse 2. Okay, let's go to Genesis. You went to Genesis chapter 7, verse 13. Then went to Genesis chapter 9, and 18.
That ain't what mother asked y'all. Mother asked me, gave me a little more audio. Ask the question, come on, gave with more audio.
What the chapter verse where
they
say Noah had three sons?
That's what
you
want to know.
Young
lion.
You read it.
That's what you want to know. That what you want to know from the young line. Where is the verse you can read when you your takeoff point of Noah having three sons?
Yeah, no,
it's
talking about us. He's talking about us. talking about us, not the mother side, talking about me and Brother Micaiah. The Genesis chapter 7, verse 13. This chapter 7, verse 13.
How about 5:32? How about 16? How about the number one here? Look to the thumbing all around. How about 5:32 to get warmed up? How about 6 verse? How about 9:18 to 20? How about that verse? How about the 1, 2, 3 parts first? It is the S after S grade. But how about kicking off in 5:32? How about the number one here is 5:32 to get? How about that? That was Muggle saying. How about that? How about a 5:32 verse?
John 7:32.
Where it says 5:32?
Genesis chapter 5:32.
What?
And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah began Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
How old was he?
500 years old.
So who was his firstborn son? Okay, who was next?
Ham.
And who was next?
Baby boy,
and what's the precept of that? 6:10. 1, 2, punch. 6:10.
6:10. And Noah begat 3 sons. Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
You see? Can you get a white man back in that time or that?
No, sir.
Well, okay, not at all. Well, now how you get out of it then?
Genesis 25.
What? I'm talking about Genesis 10 through to God. How you gonna get? You talking about Japheth, Shem, Ham, and Japheth? Before we want to know about, they said Japheth is the white man. What y'all do about that?
Chapter 10, verse 2 to 5. And the sons of Japheth, Gomer,
yeah.
Magog, Madai, Dabon,
yeah.
Tubal, Meshech, Tyrus. Verse 3. And the sons of Gomer, Ashkenaz.
And Ashkenaz, they say they are the Jews.
They say they the real Israel.
Yeah, so they say they the real Israel. So, what you do behind that there? Captain. They said they the asking all the Jews. As a matter of fact, they use no name. What other name they use?
No, they
don't use total now. They use another name that is seven sons. They use the seven sons called what? Khazar. Khazar, Khazarian. They said that they're Sepharians. So I'm the one that they said they are the true Jews. They are the Jews. They are the Jewish people. They say they are Ashkenazis. Now, what y'all do about that?
Okay.
But see, all it's going to be pulled out with the black book. Well, that's all been taught on already. We got 12 names in your books. Books will already be on top of that. We'll be going somewhere else. Why? We don't know this. What do we do after we put our 12 hours in the job? And how many hours would you need sleep? How many hours? Yeah. 6 hours sleep? 12, 6, 18. And what do we do with the other 6 hours? What will we be doing with the other 6 hours? Addicted to the word of Yahweh. And long we don't follow them 3 steps, will be what we're doing right now. God dang, we're going to be way beyond the red. Help others when this come up. How to pull the balls inside. And look here. Show you where they buck breaking. See it? See, while they buck breaking them, let me show you how they can turn it upside down. Let me show you how you turn upside down. All you got to do is do what Yahweh the Son say. Hey, Molly, what did Yahweh the Son say? Let's go to Matthew 21. Molly, let's go to Matthew 21. Look at verse 23 and 24. Let me show you. I'm going to show you what you do before they buck break you. This is what you got to do. You got to go into Yahweh's word and read Matthew 21. Verse 23, 24, since the group had me, verse 27, read it, then have me, Mark chapter 11, 12, and 13, sit to the side. This is what you do before they buck break you. So you got written in Micah chapter 3, verse 1, Israelites, ain't you both no judges? See, you both no judges. Let me show what Yahweh the Son did in a case like that. Matthew 21, 23, 24. Mother, Z, come on. Yes. Where are you coming? Where is he coming to?
The temple.
Oh, that's what actually said. Both we all did at the temple. He got to the temple. Go ahead.
The elders of the people came, come unto him as he was teaching and said.
What was he doing in the temple? He was teaching. Uh-huh.
And said,
what?
By what authority?
You see what he's going to ask you? What authority? What authority do you do these things in? You were teaching the people. What authority? You in the Bible? name and not our institution. Right.
And who gave you the authority?
That's why they get so mad at you when they know that they put you in a position and that you're going to rebel against me. That's why they butt break you. Because you violated against what was told you not to do when it come down to worldly events. It told you what not to do. Right, Captain? It said in Judges 2:1-2, it told you what not to do. We'll tell you in Judges chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Yeah, what did it tell you not to do? What did it tell you not to do?
Judges chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. And the ministering spirit of Yahweh came up and killed God to Moses.
Yeah.
And said, I made you to go out into the land of bondage.
Yeah.
And have brought you into the land which I swear unto your father.
Yeah.
And I said,
what?
I would never break my covenant with you.
Uh-huh.
Verse 2, and you shall make no league with the inhabitants of this land. You shall throw down their altars, but you have not obeyed my voice.
So what did I need to tell the children of Israel, to tell the head man, tell children of Israel, do what? We
make no league with the inhabitants of this
land. Tell you what not to do. So what do we do? What do we do with that?
Do it anyway.
We do it anyway. See that? He has told for you what not to do. But you got $11 billion. Now you're bragging about how they untouched them. They got you down now. You can't eat, you know?
Shit.
See? But you didn't hear the man just told you?
Make no meaning with the happiness of the land.
Uh-huh. You see that? Now come on back where you at. Mother said that verse 24. Come on, Mother Z. 21, 24. You remember you put a mark and then you flip it back over to it?
Matthew chapter 21, verse 24.
Yes, ma'am.
24. And Yahweh answered and said.
And then Yahweh said, they asked you a question, right? What did Yahweh, and Yahweh answered and said, what did he say?
Said to them.
No, so Yahweh said to them.
I also will ask you one
young lion do? Will hot head. What did the young lion do? What did the young lion do in that way? In front of 700,000 people. What did the young lion do? Put on sale. I can't hear nothing. Crickets, huh? Now I got cricket sounds up in here now. What happened? You remember Wednesday we put some paperwork together Wednesday?
Yes, sir.
You remember we put it together Wednesday, right?
Right.
So we had a couple of days in advance, didn't we?
Right, Monday.
All right. So something came up the next couple of days. And what came up, I asked for something.
Exactly. What would you call?
I asked for something. What I ask for, young lion? Come on, y'all, let me know. What did I ask for? No, I asked a question about this, what y'all about just said. He said, I tell you what, I'm going to ask you something. I see that you, all the way you are people, you got to be, according to 8 verse 8, you got to be what?
Pray for the former age to prepare yourself to search
to
your father.
Search to your father. So I want to know what Jewish community that I offended according to the Bible. What Jew community that I offended according to the Bible. According to the Bible, you have to call people by their father.
Right.
So are you Ashkenazi? Are you Tagama? Are you Khazar? Them sins of Japanic people.
Right.
Is that who you are? Now you got them. Now you answer my question. I answer yours.
Right. Bring the truth out. You know how to get the truth out.
No, the Bible gets you. Now, y'all tell you what to do right now. Right. They ask them, what are your thoughts through all this talking up in the temple? You got your mouth warm. Well, who gave it? He said, I'll tell you what. I'm going to ask you a question. Now, but watch the answer, verse 27. Read, Mother Eve. What's the answer, Mother? You look at right now. Look at the young man. I still ain't got nothing yet. Now, I still can't get me nothing. Still can't find the paperwork. I don't know exactly where, young man. Say, no, there you go. Now that's what I want. Now I can be surprised. What's on 282? What's that? Jews. What's the name of the book, first?
Coming from,
what's the name of the book?
I got you.
All right, come on now, young man.
It's coming from the blue book. Coming from the blue book.
You
the blue book of knowledge of the Jewish and rabbi nationalism.
No, come on. That ain't it. Yeah, young man. You got the right page to it, too.
Oh, yeah. Or the comprehensive analysis of the body.
Say it again.
The comprehensive analysis of the body.
There you go. Put some salt machine on what you put it right to the table. Okay. Say it again.
Comprehensive analysis of the Bible.
Now, that's let them get scared of you now. Since you talk like that, you ain't fumbling all around now. Now, what about this? This is a day book now, right?
Yeah.
This is a day book like we just read in the book you just brought me earlier, young lion, about the word, we see the word Syria, it really is a wild out.
Hebrew,
Abraham. Because which one got a father? Which one got a father?
Abraham.
Where is his father at? Now, where is his father at? That we can read. Where is his father in the Bible we can read?
Genesis chapter 10.
Where's his father? I got to get some phone machine out your young mind. I got some phone machine every now and then. Please, let's still stop crying. Give me some phone machine. Sometimes. Can you give me the name of who Abraham's father is?
Right. Genesis chapter 10. Verse 1, skip down, verse 21.
I want to know who is Abraham's father. Where would you go and read, just without reading who Abraham's father is? Where would you go in the Bible? No. Just give me first.
22.
There you go. Mother, give me 10:22. Read it.
Children of Shem.
Elam.
Asher.
Arphaxad.
Lud. And Aram.
So the word, that word, cereal, it is polluted. It is a corrupt word for Aram. when they squeal. Just like when they tell you got to apologize to the Jew and Jewish community. Now you bring up what again in your life, Brother Kanye?
Read from the old red, the comprehensive analysis of the body.
Yeah. What page?
Page 282.
Now remember, if that's wrong, y'all supposed to read. We want to read the book. This is where they hid the truth in your book. You wrote the truth in no book like they read in the Talmud about how they feel about you in their book. And we read all their books too. We know how to deal with you on your own level. On stuff that you don't know you's in your own book. Time in to this day. Now we'll tell you about this word.
Old Red, the Comprehensive Analyst of the Bible, page 282.
What?
Word Jew.
Word Jew.
Jew. The word Jew is a corruption of the word Yada Jew.
It's a corrupt word for what word?
Yada Jew.
Yada Jew. It's a corrupt word for Yahweh. That's the first thing. It's corrupt. Now, if you said we defend the Jews and Jewish community as a corrupt word for Judah, then I'm going to go to 14 verse 2 and take a look at Judah and tell me, since it's a corrupt word for Jew and Jewish, it's corrupt for Judah, what does Judah look like? And I don't know, do you look like this?
Jeremiah, chapter 14, verse 2. Judah mourned.
Yes.
And the gate thereof languished.
Hey.
They are black unto the ground.
So the people that are talking to me, is what color they?
Yeah. Black.
Black.
But the people that put the microphone in my face asking me about repentance and apologize and pay all this money, who's telling me this? Who's telling me when I look directly at what they look like?
Red. Hell red.
So the one that's yeah. Judah, Jew and Jewish, what color?
Hell red.
Judah, Jew, and Jewish, what color is that?
Hell red.
Jew, both these corrupt words for Judah, what color is Judah?
Black.
Who is telling me I got to repent?
The red pale.
So who is the red pale do?
That's
who is Jew. No, because you know Jew don't have no father. Jewish don't have no problem.
Hey.
Now you all the places. Now you all the places. Now you all the places be talking. So you see, now read verse 27. I'm going to leave it alone. Now, he tell you, I got your black books. Because y'all going to work them or not.
Yeah.
Matthew chapter 21, verse 27.
Yeah, what it say?
And they asked Yahweh the Son.
And they asked Yahweh the Son.
Not tell.
So we cannot tell. That's what Yahweh said.
And he said unto them,
what?
Neither tell I you by what authority I've
done. You see that? Now you're going to bust them in the middle of the street. You'll put them on the defense. Now you answer my question. Now the one you got. Who are you? See? You can't tell me who you are, then I can't tell you nothing with this microphone in my mouth. See, that's how you put the book back on. They won't be nowhere near you with this book. Now go to give me Mark chapter 11, 12 and 13. Who got that?
Mark chapter 11, verse 12 and 13.
What?
Mark chapter 11, verse 12.
What?
And on the morrow, when they will come to Bethany, he was hungry. Verse 13. And seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came. If haply he might find anything thereon, when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time for things is not yet.
Now get ready.
Verse 14, and Yahweh's Son answered and said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. For his disciples, his followers, disciplined ones heard it. Verse 15. They came to Yahdah Judah, and Yahweh the Son went into the temple. He began to cast out them and bought in the temple,
okay.
And overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. Verse 16, it will not suffer that any man carry any vessel through the temple. Verse 17, and he taught, saying unto them, Is it not written? My temple should be called of all nations the temple of prayer, but you have made the people was a study at his teeth.
Yeah. See, once you get in order, verse 18 is going to be, read verse 18 again.
Mark 7:18.
Yeah.
And the scribes and the chief priests heard it.
Yeah.
And saw how they might destroy him.
When it's meat for the peoples, they gonna stop their way to do what?
Destroy.
That's
Kanye, right?
That's exactly right.
That's over Kanye.
Where he going to, and, right? And he pulled the teaching. Mm-hmm. And he pulled the talking, teaching, everything. Imagine if when we come on the scene like we are now, and we can get y'all right to get on the scene.
They're
going
to be trying to kill us, too.
Well, back to the young line. Back to the young line.
Verse 7.
Verse 7.
Yes, sir.
We're going to start chapter 19, verse number 6, 7. Where are you, Mother Eve? When you get there, we're going to start chapter 19, verse number 7.
Job 8:8, when you get done. Captain Joseph bring that out.
Lamentations chapter 5, verse 11 and 10. Verse 11. They ravaged the women in Judah and the maids in the cities of Judah. Verse 10. Our skin was black like an oven because of the terrible famine.
So what color was the skin of Yahshua Judah?
Black.
All right. Now, Elder, I'm looking for something with the whole 12 tribes. The Amos 9? Alright, let me get that Mother G.F. Israel. Give me that Amos chapter 9, verse 7. Mother G.F. Israel, let me get that Amos chapter 9, verse 7.
Verse 7.
Amos
chapter 9, verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
Please. Are you not as children of the Ethiopians?
That's the one I'm looking for. That's the one I need.
Unto me, O children of Israel.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Now, he just compared the children of Israel to who?
The Ethiopians.
All right. Now, Sister Ruth, give me that, we better go find out of Joel chapter 8, verse 8 here.
Yahweh.
And hold that spot, Mother G.F. Israel, because we're going to come back to that. And let me see if Mama bring out.
Joel chapter 8, verse
8 again.
Verse 8 reads, "For inquire, I pray thee, of the former age, and prepare thyself to search of their fathers."
Okay, so we put through the search of the fathers, and we got to see how we can trace something back to how they fed. Look, but Mother E, can you help me out and give me Jeremiah, give me chapter 13, verse 23. Go to Jeremiah chapter 14, verse 23. Now, keep in mind now, we just come to find out that Yahshua Judah is black as the oven. Yeah. They also black to the ground. Yeah. And we come to find out that the whole 12 tribes of the children of Israel, the Israelites, are, he says that, and like some Ethiopians.
Yeah.
So we got a color description on the table, right? Yeah. What children Israel look like, in complexion-wise. And compared us to complexion like Ethiopia.
Yeah.
All right.
You have the young man, but I'm like a man now.
Yes, sir. Then the Ethiopian.
Yeah. We will bring that right in at the mother, he give me this chapter 13, verse 14, the book of Jeremiah, too. Yes, ma'am. We want Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 23. Yeah, man, I'm sorry. 23, man. You know what I have to say. Tell me like
14.
Hold on. Just
tell
me 23. Hallelujah,
thank you, Mother.
Yeah, man,
chapter 13,
verse 23.
Last 20 minutes of the class. Class, we know it already, about
10
minutes ago.
Hallelujah,
just waiting till the airway is over. That's it.
Get up in there, y'all. Yeah, come up in there.
This thing is over. Y'all off in the first day of the week.
Jeremiah chapter
13,
verse 23.
Mm-hmm.
Can the Ethiopians change his skin?
So he said the Ethiopians, that one he compared us to, he said, can they change their skin?
Yes.
Like
the
leopard, his
spot.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good question.
Then may he also do things that are
exotic,
accustomed to
doing each. Hey, Mother, that is a good question. Can the Ethiopians change their skin, Mother?
Yeah, like a leopard. So we see leopards today, what they still look like.
Hey, Mama, can an Ethiopian change his skin?
No.
So if they were black 5,000 years ago, if I see them today, what color would it be today?
Black.
I mean, if Israel compared to the Ethiopians, That means the Israelites will be what color today?
Black.
Right. You see that? So the one that's making you bow down before them, what color they?
They're not black.
They're not black either. So that means some questions got to be thrown back on them, shouldn't it?
That's right.
So, but who gonna do it?
Who gonna do it?
Okay. What's written in 9:4:16?
Sister Ruth.
What's written there? What's written in 9:4:16 now, Sister Ruth?
Chapter 94, verse 16.
Yeah, what's written?
Verse 16 reads, who will rise up for me against the evildoers?
Yeah.
Or who will stand up for me against the workers of the iniquity?
So he won't know who will do it. Not bring what y'all just said a minute ago.
Okay.
Bring it in. What y'all just said a minute ago? With one more? Well, those two Israelites,
but you put
the verse down first. Now you put the verse down, then you brought that in.
Hallelujah.
I'm bringing balls over two Israelites. We're going to rise up against the evil. We got to get in order, y'all. We can't be all over the place. We got to be some storm machine teachers.
Hallelujah. Wow, that first, we can put some on the table. We go another rapper now, bro. Hold on, let me see what they're going to do. Well, we can put up something going with rap. We're going to do it. All right, come on, bring it on in. First Chronicles 28, verse 9. And you, Solomon, my son, know thou the Yahweh of your father and serve him with a perfect man and with a willing man. For Yahweh serves all man and understands all the imaginations of the thought. If you seek him, he will be found with you. But if you forsake him, he will cast thee off forever.
Mm-hmm.
That's the preach that for purpose.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Now, Brother Titus, what you got for me before we go through going back to this, we'll get back on this defense. What you got for me? You heard about the Ethiopian.
Yeah, I wanted to, because we like this on the table, Job 8:8.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know that Ethiopian got a father.
That's what we're going to bring out. We're about to find him, searching that father. Go ahead and bring it out. Go ahead and bring
it home, brother. We go to the book of Genesis, chapter 10. Go to the book of Genesis, chapter 10.
And we're about to find out. And what we want to do is we want to find out now, hallelujah, exactly where we're going next. We want to find out who is the one they call Ethiopian, okay? And who is his father.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to go trace back and go back to that, we're going to read chapter 5, verse 32. We'll read Genesis chapter 6, verse 10 again. Then we're going to go over to that, chapter 9. We'll pick it up at verse 18 and 19 and see what his brother looks like.
Mm-hmm.
As your father is, that's who you is.
Yes.
So we're going to find out through the trace down. We're going to run this thing back.
Yes.
That's right. All right, so Genesis chapter 10. We're going to pick up that verse 1 and skip down verse 6. Then we're going to skip down verse 6, then we're going to skip down, let's make that.
We're going to get right to it. We're going to get right to the sons of Genesis chapter 10 and give us going straight to verse 6. Who was the boy? What's his son's name? Genesis chapter 10, verse 6.
Genesis chapter 10, verse 6.
That's right.
And the sons of Ham, Cush,
Mizraim,
and Phut.
And Puff.
And Canaan.
And Canaan. All right. So we got Cush, Mizraim, and Phut, and Canaan. And after those, out of those boys, which one of them is the Ethiopian? Which one of them is the Ethiopian? Out of Cush, Mizraim, and Phut, and Canaan. Anybody
can
say it. Cush. So Cush is who? Cush is which one? Cush is the Ethiopian. Cush is the Ethiopian today.
So there ain't no such thing, no Ethiopian people. That
That's right. Wherever your father, wherever your father's name is, it's the end of it.
That's right.
So we got Cush on the table as the Ethiopian, but let's see what they had to say about Ham. And we just go point this out. And I want somebody who got their Bible compact.
Let me put this on the table about Ham.
Make it plain there, young man.
Proposition every page 213. You got to do it. Bring that out, brother.
Right. This is a compact, Zernobel Compact Bible Dictionary.
Yes, sir.
Page 213. On the Ham. The youngest son of Noah.
Uh-huh.
Born probably about 96 years before the flood.
But is he the youngest son of Noah? What do the Bible call us that we can Can I get a full verse of what you call us with the Bible open? A full verse of what they call us with the Bible open.
Not
what we, what the my Almighty have seared and set. The Bible. I need a full verse of what he called us. A full verse.
First Peter chapter 2, verse 9.
Well, see, now you're all over the place. I need a full verse of what he called us. What do we call us that we can read? I mean,
chapter 1, verse
1. Since we know we're not the Jew, we're not Jewish, we're not Hebrew, what can I read a verse that he called us that I can read? A good verse. What we tell our kids who we are, a full verse. We're not just, can I get a full verse?
I got a book of Acts chapter 1, verse 1.
I need a full verse now. I don't need just half of it now. I need a full verse. Yeah? Why can't I get a full verse? I need a full verse of what he called us. I need a full, I don't need half of it now. I need a full verse of what he called us. A full verse? You'll give me a full verse? Okay, good. Give me a full verse. Can we rehearse that among yourselves? Hallelujah. I asked the question again one day, who are y'all? Go to the verse. So every time you see us in the Bible, you know who you are. Israel, the Israelites. That you can read. Remember, your true identity is what you can read. So any other name they call you, you're not the true Jew of the camps teach. We are the true Jews. No, we have the true Jew. We are Israel, Israelites.
Israel, Israel.
Now all that stuff y'all can bring in, come in after that. All the most statements y'all made, they're coming out. You put the number one, get on the table. Then you can bring in anything else that you want. But after you got the number one hit, who you really are. Israel, the Israelites.
Hallelujah.
Now that's number one. Now can we build on that, y'all? Can we build on that? Can we build on that verse? Remember that verse got many precepts to it. Build on it. He says, no, it will be found anywhere in the book. That's the precept of it. If you find Israel, the Israelites, that's how you identify yourself. And can't nobody identify yourself because they never say, they will never say they Israel the Israelites. And that's where you are with the book of Israel the Israelites. And will nobody say that? The Israelis won't say that. Jewish communities won't say that. But Yahweh will not allow them to say that. To say they are Israel the Israelites. And you look up the definition of the word Israeli, it tell you we modern day Israeli, we're not the ancient Israelites. Look it up on your phone and bring it up. It'll tell you, we're not the ancient Israelites. Look at the word Israeli and get it when that word came into existence. Come on, y'all.
Okay.
Israeli. I need the origin of the word Israeli. And watch what it says on your phone. Israeli. What's the origin of the word called Israeli? Invented in 1948. What did it say? They call themselves Israelis, don't they? They might have Israel. They don't call themselves Israelites. They call themselves Israelis. That name was invented what year? Was the name invented?
May 14, 1948.
Put on that one I say. What does it say about it?
State of Israel proclaimed.
Yes.
On May 14, 1948.
Yes.
And Tel Aviv Jewish Agency Chairman David Ben-Gurion, who proclaims the state of Israel.
And when? That name was invented what year?
1948.
I tell you, we're not the modern-day Israelites. They'll tell you, no problem, we're not the modern-day Israelites. Well, why can't y'all say something? They never told you they was Israelites. They tell y'all they Jews, Israelis. We're Jewish people. They tell you who they are. Okay, they don't have that. But who are you? Israel the Israelites. We were there in the 1400s. You there in 1948. See that? But see, y'all let them play on you on words.
In this book, it says Israel means ruling with Yahweh.
Israel means.
Right. We'll look for the word
Israel. See, then we start looking at your Bible. I'll give you another case. Look at, for example, I give you a point. Then start making sense to you. Look what it says, Captain, in 1 Samuel 25, verse 1. 25:1. Back of a month, D.F. Israel. And 25, verse 4 and 1. 1 Samuel, your mother, D.F. Israel, 4:1. You catch some points on some things.
1 Samuel 25, verse 1. And Samuel died, and all the Israelites were gathered together.
You see what he said? You see who you are? You're not the Jew. You are all the who?
All the Israelites.
And how many is all the Israelites now? Now, don't look at 10-0. What verse? How much is all the Israelites? Not give me 49:28. 49,
28. Genesis
49. How much is all Israelites? Now give it to me.
Genesis 49, verse 28. All these are the 12 tribes of Israel.
So how much is all Israel? All is Israelites? 12 tribes of Israel. You see that? Come on, we're not going nowhere until y'all get the black books working. How many hours you got, Vicky? Yeah, how many hours in a bed? How many hours you working?
Eight.
You work 8 hours?
Eight.
You got 8 hours in bed, right?
Yeah.
What's left?
It's more than four.
It's more than four, yeah?
Yeah, it's more than four.
Right,
1 Corinthians 16:15.
Give me that. What I want? 1 Corinthians 16:15. That's what I want. Now, how many hours you got left? You say you got 8 hours in the job, right?
8 hours
in bed. You got 8 hours in bed, right? 8 hours. Good talk. 10 hours in the bed. You got 9 hours in bed. You put 9 hours in the bed. Okay, that's what you get, right? So you get 9 hours in bed, and you get 8 hours. What?
I'm
in that. You got 17, right? So how many left? 24. How many left?
You got seven left, right?
Okay, seven. Read me this right here. Okay, 6 left. 6 hours left. Give me 16, 15. 16:15. 1 Corinthians 16:15.
1 Corinthians 16:15. I beg you, brother, you know the house of Stephanie, that is the first fruit of a chaos, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the 12 tribes of Israel.
You got an hour left?
How many hours you got?
Left?
16. 16.
Okay, you got
18 hours.
So that's not people are doing what? According to verse 16? Going. What are you going to be doing according to verse
16?
To the ministry. You got to do what again? What is that? What that word mean?
Okay. That ain't, that don't
don't go with me because I'm way more than
okay.
2 miles away.
Well, how many hours do you have?
My dedication.
When it's all that everything said, how many loose hours you got?
Four.
All right. I put three into an addictive in Yahweh. Good hours in every day in Yahweh. What will happen? Put three good hours in every day in Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Give him three good hours every day. Give him 3 hours.
Oh, no, but now I got to...